Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 1. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Well, not quite. Only the most important piece of furniture ever made by any civilization in the entire history of the human race was missing. The Ark of God. The last attempt to bring it home had been a fiasco. And why? The Ark, to be used as a picture of Christ, the meeting place between God and man, must not be pulled around by dumb animals. It is priestly work to lift him up. Having learned this lesson the hard way, quote, David said, "No one may carry the Ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the Ark of God and to minister before him forever." Verse 2. Now, for a second time, quote, David gathered all Israel together at Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord to its place. Verse 3. Then, in chronicler style, all the subdivisions of Levi's family are recorded. As we read them, the Lord reminded me of the many people who invested in me, so the Ark, so to speak, could have its rightful place in my life. David then instructed these selected men, quote, "Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it." Verse 12. Why did the last attempt fail? Quote, "Because we did not consult him about the proper order." Verse 13. And so with great fanfare at last the Ark was brought home. But not everyone was pleased. Quote, "Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart." Verse 29. Don't expect the world to appreciate your childlike celebration of the goodness of God, but let's celebrate him just the same.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.